This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver's Metropolitan State University added more than $700 million to Colorado's economy last year and $35 million in state and local taxes. President Janine Davidson says the economic crisis is prompting a 3% tuition increase in the spring.
The future is very uncertain. We felt like if we don't raise it this year, it will be even worse off next year.
Davidson says Metro State will help subsidize students struggling financially and is hoping to have as many in-person classes as possible this spring. The western half of Colorado is not out of the woods yet. CPR's Natalia Navarro explains.
It's not as bad as last week, but half of the state is still under extreme drought conditions, meaning fire danger is far from over. Every corner of the state has some kind of drought. The hot and dry weather also means hardship for the agriculture and livestock industries. Water reservoirs are also low. According to federal data, the drought this year is about twice as bad as this time last year. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Just over 5,000 Coloradans filed new unemployment claims last week, down roughly 1,000 from the previous week. New claims are trending downward since their coronavirus peak in mid-April. The Labor Department has paid out more than $5 billion in benefits since the end of March. Healthcare, retail, and construction are among the most affected industries. 84 in Denver, 72 in Vail, 82 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.